I still remember the production incident we had last year where a critical vulnerability in one of our open source dependencies made it all the way to production, and it was only caught by our SonarQube scan after the fact, which got me thinking about the importance of quality, gate enforcement in merge request pipelines, and how we can leverage SonarQube's S-AST rules and customization to catch these kinds of issues earlier. What makes it even harder is that our code base is massive with millions of lines of code, and we're using a mix of GitHub and GitLab for version control. So we need a solution that can scale and integrate with our existing tooling. We've been experimenting with SonarQube's branch analysis and pull request decoration features to provide more visibility into code quality and security issues earlier in the
We've had similar experiences with production incidents, and what I've found is that SonarQube's security hotspot triage workflow is crucial in helping us identify and prioritize the most critical security issues. But what's often overlooked is the importance of customizing the SAST rules to fit your specific use case. We've developed custom plugins to extend SonarQube's functionality and integrate it with our existing security tools. For example, we're using SonarQube's external rule imports to bring in custom rules from our security team. And we're also exploring the use of machine learning models to improve the accuracy of our SASC scans. I'd push back on the idea that SonarQube is just a code scanner and argue that it's a powerful platform for integrating SAST into your CI/CD pipeline.
What makes that even harder is that we're not just dealing with a single code repository, but rather a complex ecosystem of microservices, each with their own dependencies and security requirements. So we need a solution that can provide a unified view of our code quality and security posture across all of our repositories. That's where SonarQube's portfolio and executive reporting features come in. They provide a high-level overview of our code quality and security metrics and allow us to drill down into specific issues and trends. We're also using SonarQube's integration with GitHub and Azure DevOps to automate our code reviews and testing, for example. We're using GitHub Actions to run our SonarQube scans and report on any issues found. And we're using Azure DevOps to track and manage our code quality and security.
I'd like to add that one of the key benefits of using SonarQube is its ability to provide a unified view of code quality and security across multiple programming languages and frameworks. We're using it to scan our Java, Python, and JavaScript code bases, and it's been instrumental in helping us identify and fix security vulnerabilities and quality issues. What's also important is the ability to customize the quality gate criteria to fit your specific needs. We're using SonarQube's quality gate API to define custom gates and thresholds. And we're also using the SonarQube CLI to automate our scans and reporting. For example, we're using the Sonar Scanner command to run our scans and report on any issues found. And we're using the SonarQube API to integrate with our existing CI/CD tools?
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a zero-trust security model, and we realized that our existing SAST tools weren't providing the level of granularity and customization we needed. So we started exploring alternative solutions, including dedicated SAST tools like Veracode and Checkmarks. But what we found is that SonarQube's SAST capabilities combined with its code quality features made it a more compelling solution for our needs. What's also important is the ability to integrate SonarQube with our existing security tools and processes. We're using SonarQube's API to integrate with our vulnerability management platform. And we're also using the SonarQube CLI to automate our security testing and reporting.
The thing most teams miss about SonarQube is that it's not just a tool, but a platform for integrating code quality and security into your CI/CD pipeline. We're using it to automate our code reviews, testing, and deployment. And it's been instrumental in helping us improve our buck a gooding this line. Overall software quality and security posture. What's also critical is the ability to provide visibility into code quality and security issues at all levels of the organization, from developers to executives. That's where Sonar Cube's reporting and analytics features come in. They provide a clear and concise view of our code quality and security metrics and allow us to track and manage our progress over time. We're also using Sonar Cube's integration with GitHub and GitLab to provide real-time feedback to our developers on code quality and security issues.
One of the real-world examples that comes to mind is our recent implementation of Sonar Cube's branch analysis feature, which allows us to analyze and compare the code quality and security of different branches in our Git repository. This has been particularly useful in identifying and addressing security vulnerabilities and code quality issues early on in the development process. We've also configured Sonar Cube to integrate with our Jenkins pipeline, which enables us to automatically trigger code analysis and testing on every code commit. Another key feature we're leveraging is Sonar Cube's support for multi-language analysis, which allows us to analyze and report on code quality and security issues across our entire code base, regardless of the programming language used.
We've also had our fair share of war stories with specific tool configurations. One notable example is when we encountered issues with false positives in our SAST results, which were causing unnecessary noise and delaying our deployment pipeline. To address this, we worked closely with the Sonar Cube support team to fine-tune our configuration and adjust the sensitivity of these SAST roles. We also implemented a custom plugin to integrate Sonar Cube with our internal defect tracking system, which has helped us to streamline our defect management process and reduce the time spent on manual data entry. In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of interest in adopting a DevSecOps approach, where security is integrated into every stage of the development pipeline. Sonar Cube has been instrumental in helping us achieve this goal by providing a unified platform for code quality and security analysis.
Advanced use cases are another area where Sonar Cube has really shone. For example, we're using its API to integrate with our internal chatbot, which provides real-time feedback to developers on code quality and security issues. We're also exploring the use of machine learning algorithms to predict and prevent code quality and security issues by analyzing historical data and identifying patterns and trends. Another area we're investing in is containerization and orchestration using tools like Docker and Kubernetes. Sonar Cube has been instrumental in helping us ensure that our containerized applications are secure and meet our code quality standards. We're also using Sonar Cube's integration with other tools like Jira and ServiceNow to provide a seamless experience for our developers and security teams.
In terms of integration points, we're seeing a lot of value in integrating Sonar Cube with other tools in our CI/CD pipeline, such as GitHub, GitLab, and Jenkins. This allows us to automate our code analysis and testing, and provide real-time feedback to developers on code quality and security issues. We're also integrating Sonar Cube with our internal monitoring and logging tools, such as Splunk and ELK, which provides us with a unified view of our application's performance. And security, another key integration point is with our identity and access management system, which allows us to control access to our code base and ensure that only authorized personnel can view and modify our code. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's webhooks to integrate with other tools and services, such as Slack and Microsoft Teams.
Security considerations are also top of mind for us. We're using Sonar Cube to identify and address security vulnerabilities in our code base, such as SQL injection and cross-site scripting. We're also using its AST features to detect and prevent security issues like buffer overflows and memory leaks. Another key security feature is Sonar Cube's support for encryption and access controls, which ensures that our code base is protected from unauthorized access. We're also using Sonar Cube's auditing and compliance features to ensure that our code base meets regulatory requirements, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS, we're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's machine learning algorithms to predict and prevent security issues by analyzing historical data and identifying patterns and trends.
We're also investing heavily in enterprise patterns and best practices, such as implementing a centralized code quality and security governance model, which provides a unified view of our code quality. And security metrics across all teams and projects, we're also adopting a risk-based approach to code quality and security, which allows us to prioritize and address the most critical issues first. Another key pattern is the use of automation and scripting to streamline our code analysis and testing processes, which reduces manual effort and minimizes the risk of human error. We're also using Sonar Cube's reporting and analytics features to provide visibility into our code quality and security metrics and track our progress over time. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's API to integrate with other tools and services, such as our internal data warehouse and business intelligence platforms.
One of the war stories that comes to mind is when we encountered issues with our Jenkins pipeline, which was causing our code analysis and testing to fail. To address this, we worked closely with the Sonar Cube support team to troubleshoot the issue and identify the root cause. We also implemented a custom plugin to integrate Sonar Cube with our internal build tool, which has helped us to streamline our build process and reduce the time spent on manual configuration. In terms of real-world examples, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Sonar Cube to analyze and address code quality and security issues in cloud-based applications, such as those built on AWS and Azure. Sonar Cube has been instrumental in helping us ensure that our cloud-based applications meet our code quality and security standards.
We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's advanced features, such as its support for containerization and serverless architectures, which allows us to analyze and address code quality and security issues in modern cloud-based applications. Another key feature is Sonar Cube's support for machine learning and artificial intelligence, which enables us to predict and prevent code quality and security issues by analyzing historical data and identifying patterns and trends. We're also using Sonar Cube's integration with other tools and services, such as our internal monitoring and logging tools, to provide a unified view of our application's performance and security. We're also investing in enterprise patterns and best practices, such as implementing a centralized code quality and security governance model, which provides a unified view of our code quality and security metrics across all teams and projects.
In terms of security considerations, we're using Sonar Cube to identify and address security vulnerabilities in our code base, such as those related to authentication and authorization. We're also using its SAST features to detect and prevent security issues like SQL injection and cross-site scripting. Another key security feature is Sonar Cube's support for encryption and access controls, which ensures that our code base is protected from unauthorized access. We're also using Sonar Cube's auditing and compliance features to ensure that our code base meets regulatory requirements such as HIPAA and PCI DSS. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's machine learning algorithms to predict and prevent security issues by analyzing historical data and identifying patterns and trends.
We're also seeing a lot of value in using Sonar Cube to analyze and address code quality and security issues in open source software, which is a critical component of many modern applications. Sonar Cube has been instrumental in helping us ensure that our open source software meets our code quality and security standards. We're also using its integration with other tools and services, such as our internal monitoring and logging tools, to provide a unified view of our application's performance and security. Another key feature is Sonar Cube's support for containerization and orchestration, which allows us to analyze and address code quality and security issues in containerized applications. We're also investing in enterprise patterns and best practices, such as implementing a centralized code quality and security governance model, which provides a unified view of our code quality and security metrics across all teams and projects.
One of the advanced use cases that comes to mind is using Sonar Cube to analyze and address code quality and security issues in IoT applications, which require a high degree of security and reliability. Sonar Cube has been instrumental in helping us ensure that our IoT applications meet our code quality and security standards. We're also using its integration with other tools and services, such as our internal monitoring and logging tools, to provide a unified view of our application's performance and security. Another key feature is Sonar Cube's support for machine learning and artificial intelligence, which enables us to predict and prevent code quality and security issues by analyzing historical data and identifying patterns and trends.
We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's API to integrate with other tools and services, such as our internal data warehouse and business intelligence platforms, which provides a unified view of our code quality and security metrics, and allows us to track our progress over time. Another key feature is Sonar Cube's support for automation and scripting, which enables us to streamline our code analysis and testing processes and reduce manual effort. We are also using Sonar Cube's reporting and analytics features to provide visibility into our code quality and security metrics and track our progress over time. We're also investing in enterprise patterns and best practices, such as implementing a centralized code quality and security governance model, which provides a unified view of our code quality and security metrics across all teams and projects.
We've also been exploring the use of Sonar Cube's branch analysis feature, which allows us to analyze and compare the code quality and security of different branches, such as our main branch and feature branches. This has been particularly useful in identifying potential issues early on in the development process and ensuring that our code quality and security standards are being met. We're also using Sonar Cube's pull request decoration feature, which provides detailed feedback on code quality and security issues directly in the pull request. This has been a game changer for our development team, as it allows them to address issues immediately rather than waiting for the code to be merged into the main branch.
Another area we've been focusing on is integrating Sonar Cube with our existing DevOps tools, such as Jenkins and GitLab. This has allowed us to automate our code analysis and testing processes and provide real-time feedback to our development team. We're using Sonar Cube's webhooks feature to integrate with our Jenkins pipeline, which triggers a Sonar Cube analysis on each code commit and then reports the results back to the pipeline. This has been incredibly useful in identifying and addressing code quality and security issues early on in the development process. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's API to integrate with our internal tools and services.
In terms of real-world examples, we've seen some significant benefits from using Sonar Cube. For instance, in one of our recent projects, we used Sonar Cube to identify and address a number of critical security vulnerabilities which had been introduced by a third-party library. We were able to use Sonar Cube's vulnerability detection feature to identify the issues and then use its remediation guidance to fix them. This ended up saving us a significant amount of time and effort and helped us avoid a potential security breach. We're also using Sonar Cube to track our technical debt and prioritize our refactoring efforts.
We've also had some interesting war stories with specific tool configurations. For example, we had to customize Sonar Cube's quality gate feature to fit our specific needs. We wanted to create a custom gate that would fail the build if a certain number of critical security vulnerabilities were detected. We were able to use Sonar Cube's API to create a custom gate and then integrate it with our Jenkins pipeline. This has been incredibly useful in ensuring that our code meets our security standards. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube support for multilingual repositories, which allows us to analyze and report on code quality and security issues across multiple programming languages.
As we continue to expand our use of Sonar Cube, we're also investing in enterprise patterns and best practices, such as implementing a centralized code quality and security governance model. This provides a unified view of our code quality and security metrics across all teams and projects and allows us to track our progress over time. We're also establishing a center of excellence for code quality and security, which will provide training and support for our development teams and help us stay up to date with the latest best practices and technologies.
In terms of advanced use cases, we're exploring the use of Sonar Cube's support for machine learning and artificial intelligence, which allows us to identify and predict potential code quality and security issues. We're also using Sonar Cube's integration with other tools and services, such as our internal data warehouse and business intelligence platforms, to provide a unified view of our code quality and security metrics and track our progress over time. We're also investigating the use of Sonar Cube's support for cloud-native applications, which allows us to analyze and report on code quality and security issues in cloud-based environments.
Security considerations are also a top priority for us. We're using Sonar Cube's security features, such as its vulnerability detection and remediation guidance, to identify and address potential security issues. We're also implementing a number of security best practices, such as secure coding guidelines and regular security testing and audits. We're also exploring the use of Sonar Cube's support for compliance frameworks, such as OWASP and PCI DSS, which allows us to ensure that our code meets specific security standards and regulations.
We're also looking at integration points with other security tools and services, such as our web application firewall and intrusion detection system. This will allow us to provide a comprehensive view of our security posture and identify potential security issues before they become incidents. We're also using Sonar Cube's reporting and analytics features to provide visibility into our code quality and security metrics and track our progress over time. This has been incredibly useful in helping us identify areas for improvement and prioritize our efforts accordingly. We are also establishing a regular security review process, which will help us stay on top of potential security issues.
All right, so as we wrap up, I think there are a few key takeaways from our conversation today. Firstly, implementing code quality gates is crucial for ensuring the overall health of your code base. Secondly, SCAST at scale is a game changer for identifying security vulnerabilities early on. And lastly, integrating security into your CI/CD pipeline is no longer a nice to have, it's a must have.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the ability to provide a comprehensive view of our security posture through tools like Sonar Cube is paramount. Additionally, having visibility into our code quality and security metrics has been a huge win for us. And finally, establishing a regular security review process has helped us stay proactive rather than reactive when it comes to potential security issues.
I think we're on the same page for the most part, but I do think you're underestimating the importance of code quality gates. Without those in place, you're essentially just patching holes in a sinking ship.
I disagree. I think security review processes are just as crucial. You can have all the code quality gates in the world, but if you're not regularly reviewing your security posture, you're still leaving yourself open to potential threats.
I see your point, but I still think code quality is the foundation upon which everything else is built. Anyway, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of our podcast, everyone. If you want to learn more about Sonar Cube Enterprise and how it can help you improve your code quality and security, be sure to check out the links in our show notes. Until next time, stay secure and keep coding.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations about the latest developments in the world of tech. See you all in the next one.